With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says he's considering a plan to give Americans some of DOGE's savings.
There's even under consideration a new concept where we give 20% of the DOGE savings to American citizens and 20% goes to paying down debt, because the numbers are incredible, Elon. So many billions of dollars, billions, hundreds of billions, and we're thinking about giving 20% back to the American citizens and 20% down to pay back debt and pay down debt, which is, if you look at value, if it were a real estate balance sheet, the debt is tiny, but we still want to pay it down.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul and the MTA are suing after President Trump's transportation secretary announced an end to the extremely unpopular congestion pricing in New York City. Hochul said she's confident that New York City government will prevail. Also at SRNNews.com, ICE says one of its vans caught fire in South Philadelphia Tuesday. They said it was due to mechanical issues.
Video of the incident shared on social media appears to show the minivan engulfed in flames amid loud pops that prompted an ICE agent to seek cover in a nearby alley. Multiple accounts on social media have been seeking to spread a narrative that the vehicle was torched by leftists or left-wing extremists, but that does not appear to be based on any verifiable fact. In an online statement, the fire department wrote, quote, "The Philadelphia Fire Department extinguished the flames after arriving on scene. There were no injuries due to the fast response from the fire department and the vehicle's occupants. The cause of the fire is unknown, but no foul play is suspected at this time." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Federal authorities have busted a criminal ring breaking into the homes of prominent pro athletes. The U.S. Attorney's Office said the seven men from Chile were members of a South American group that burglarized homes of NFL and NBA stars. This is SRN News. About 5,000 Christian communicators gather in Dallas next week for the annual National Religious Broadcasters Conference. Among the activities they'll encounter will be an on-site blood drive sponsored by MDA, Israel's Emergency Medical Service. Allison Gardy is Director of External Relations for American Friends of MDA.
We love NRB, and we'll never forget the Christian leaders who stepped after October 7, 2023, donating not only funds, but also ambulances to replace the ones destroyed by Hamas. As a natural extension, we felt that having a blood drive at the NRB conference for the benefit of the people of Dallas made a lot of sense.
Gardy adds that Dallas area residents don't have to be registered at the NRB to join next week's MDA blood drive. Walk-ins are welcome to take part at the Gaylord Texan Hotel, site of the National Religious Broadcasters 2025 gathering. This is SRN News. Well, markets were mixed for the most part of the day on Wednesday, but ended higher with the S&P 500 index setting yet another record. We hear more on the day's activities from correspondent Damian Troisi reporting from New York.
Stocks edged higher in a day of mostly quiet trading on Wall Street Wednesday. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% after setting an all-time high the day before. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.1%. Tesla was one of the strongest forces lifting the market. A rally for analog devices also helped push the S&P 500 higher. They helped offset a sharp drop for Celanese after the chemical company warned of weakness in some of its markets. Toll Brothers fell after the home builder reported a weaker profit for the latest quarter than analysts expected. Treasury yields eased a bit. Damian Troisi, New York.
More details at srnnews.com.